Don't move, just leave your dollar mount with your monitor. Lean back and stay a while now with your monitor.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon with Monitor 67, your weekend companion for news, sports, music, and features. One of which, Monitor Outdoors, will be coming up shortly as Kurt Gowdy interviews one of the best fly fishermen in the country. First, Don Costa with Monitor Music. Ilya, darling.
Excuse me, sir. This is Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system.
Carrying what?
Well, all the smart people who called ahead for weekend reservations are in their rooms now, and there's one room left. You want it?
No, I love it here in the broom closet.
Oh, that's strange. No wonder you didn't call ahead.
What are you doing? Let me out of here. You're some kind of an...
For all you people who want to stay in a nice room, call ahead. You broom closet fans, keep your arrival a secret.
Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
You want to catch more fish? Then learn how to use your legs and feet. We'll hear why from famous fisherman Joe Brooks right after this message. Did you ever think you'd like to own a camper? I know I have. Well, why not win one? You might if you see your Zebco dealer right away. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup with a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash, is the grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. Or you could win a 16-foot fiberglass outboard boat and Mercury motor, or any one of the 2,500 great prizes. As I said, just stop by your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank. No purchase is necessary. But while you're there, you'll want to see his 1967 lineup of Zepco balanced fishing tackle, the all-new Cardinal spinning reels by the Swedish craftsman of Abu, and the Redhead lines of outdoor sporting equipment. They're all products of Zepco, which means outstanding features, fine craftsmanship, and rugged dependability. Enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes now. Void where prohibited by law. And since I'm not eligible, I hope you win. And remember, nothing measures up to Zepco quality. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation. Joe Brooks is probably the most famous fly fisherman and all-around fisherman in the world, and is a consultant to the Converse Rubber Company on their waders and their hip boots. Now, actually, when we're talking about wading or walking in lakes and streams, Joe, we're talking about perhaps one of the most misunderstood facets of fishing, because actually using your feet and legs is very important, right?
It certainly is, Kurt.
Why?
Well, for one thing, careless wading will put fish down. Careless wading will lose your life in big rivers. And when you're working on a fish, a rising fish upstream from you, you've got to go in very gently. You don't want to push your legs hard against the current because that would send waves upstream, which would down the trout. You must put your foot down gently on the bottom because if you come down hard, it'll grind gravel and fish here through the lateral lines, and this would send them scooting. There are many things about wading which can make or break your good fishing.
I've noticed you wade. You have a particular method of wading, though, that I fish with you all over the world that is very interesting. You point your toe into the water. You lift your foot out of the water and then gently point your toe in as you take your next step.
And you can just go right on through with it and hit the bottom gently again. It's surprising how fast sound travels through the water.
When you and I have fished trout streams in Montana and Wyoming and in Argentina, you always wear, you take a belt and belt it around your waders. Why do you do this?
Well, just in case I'd fall in, this would keep the water out, Kurt. I remember once in the Yellowstone River in Montana, I waded carelessly out into a pool, a thing I generally don't do, and I stepped on a round rock and it threw me face down into the water. It turned me completely around. I fell facing the current. And the current was so strong, it pushed me downstream, I'd say 15 feet. I couldn't get to my feet. I finally wound up crawling on my hands and knees out to the shore. And I got up. There wasn't a bit of water in my waders. However, if the waders had been open, if I had no belt, the water would have gone in there and certainly pushed me into the deep pool, and the chances were that would have been that I had it.
You know, Joe, I want to see if you agree with this. An old-timer in Wyoming once taught me, never wade unless you have to. In other words, if you can fish from the bank and stay away from the stream, you're going to catch more fish than getting into the water. Do you agree with this?
Well, not altogether, Kurt, because I believe in being low, because fish have eyes like an inverted cone. They widen as they go upwards. And you want to be down below them. If you're on the bank, they can often see. If you're in the water, they just don't see you as well. You can position yourself so you've got a drag-free float on your fly if you drive fly fishing. You can move around to take advantage of currents while you're wading, and to me, wading is a great way to catch more fish.
Tips on wading to enjoy fishing and maybe save your life someday from famous fisherman Joe Brooks. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. Some people think an outboard motor has to be noisy. Well, a Mercury outboard isn't. It's all in the way it's built. Mercury mounts the engine on a sound-deadening support frame. The exhaust tube is surrounded by a water jacket. The jet prop exhaust buries sound and fumes deep underwater behind your boat. Mercury isn't just quieter than other outboards. It's really quiet. See all nine quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. You're in tune with Monitor 67, your best bet for weekend entertainment and information. Just ahead, Dr. Joyce Brothers on how to start your day right, even if you are married. So stay with us here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Martin Wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am about the Chateau Martin wine, from lovely grapes that ripen on the vine. As an extra special treat, the champagne cannot be beat. I am about the Chateau Martin wine.
More people are choosing Chateau Martin champagne, made from pampered grapes, specially selected from New York's celebrated Finger Lakes. Add Chateau Martin champagne to your life. It's part of the current scene. It's the New York State champagne with the delicious French accent. Chateau Martin is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere. When you add it to yours, you'll agree with Gaston.
I am nuts about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sweet and dry vermouth. Had any lately?
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor at 18 minutes after the hour with a program note. NBC Radio and Color Television will broadcast Soviet Premier Kosygin's news conference live from the United Nations Sunday night, scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Starting off this segment with the traditional green sleeves, It's updated in a new version by a group known as the Graduates.
I walked one day beneath the summer sky, and my heart was young, but alone was I. She came along, and I thought I heard the beautiful music of green.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannables.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
Now, pretty, petite, Petula Clark. You try that sometime when you're eating a cracker. She has a bit of a musical advice. Don't sleep in the subway.
You wander around on your own, little cloud. When you don't see the white. Disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for. So overrated.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye chains.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
How did you start your day this morning? In a good mood or a bad one? According to Dr. Joyce Brothers, your attitude toward life when you get up in the morning depends to a great extent on your relationship with other people. Say, a husband or a wife.
It's one of those mornings. The kids are quarreling, the baby's crying, your wife has not ironed the shirt you wanted to wear. You cut yourself shaving, and to add insult to injury, when you sit down at the breakfast table, the little woman, in curlers yet, has hard-boiled your eggs. What do you do? What does any red-blooded, hard-working American husband do? You scream at her, loud enough so she can hear you over all the rest of the racket. You scream, "When in the devil are you going to learn to make my eggs the way I like them?" And she screams back, "If you don't like your eggs the way I make them, make your own eggs." Yes, it's one of those mornings. You're off on another battle royal, which does not make for a happy day or a happy home. Of course, if you're feeling noble, you may not scream. You may simply throw out the eggs, take two more from the refrigerator, and say calmly but firmly, "Now, my dear, I'm going to teach you how to make eggs the way I like them." Since you are being so reasonable and patient about the whole thing, you have a right to be miffed when she hurls the baby cereal in your face, right? Wrong, says psychologist Dr. Chaim Gnot of New York University. Whether you screamed or played the martyr teacher, you knew you were going to provoke a quarrel. You knew because you tried it both ways before. So why did you do it again? Because you haven't learned to communicate effectively, Dr. Gnot says. You know that when you scream at your wife, it makes her mad. And when you turn teacher, it makes her feel stupid. Either way, you are reacting to her like an enemy, not like a helpmate. Trying to communicate with her, a helpmate, or even a good friend, would first put himself in her shoes. The scientific word for this emotional transference is empathy. If you were an empathetic helpmate, you would say something like, "Gee, honey, you're really having a rough morning, aren't you?" You wouldn't say a word about the eggs. Such an unexpected response would probably bring eggs cooked exactly the way you like them, without instruction on your part, plus an appreciative hug and a kiss, and a wife still smiling and happy when you returned in the evening. Sound like magic? It is, say those who've been learning empathy from Dr. Gnot. It works on wives, children, mechanics, and barbers. It also works on hairdressers, butchers, babysitters, and, well, husbands, of course. If you don't believe it, try it. What have you got to lose? This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
What can you lose? Well, your taste for boiled eggs, I guess.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not. I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's New Charge. Add New Charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's New Charge will keep your car going strong.
Now, the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
You're listening to Monitor 67, where you keep up to life and times in the weekend world, no matter where you are in the USA. In the area around Cincinnati, Ohio, we're heard on WLW. Hello, Cincinnati. Now a word from the NBC station right near you. Then, more of Monitor.
This is Mel Allen. For a complete wrap-up of all the weekend sports news, please join me on Monitor on NBC Radio.
A treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun. But if you want to feel great, feel strong, and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now here's the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun, and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety-smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Inwood, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 20 Sheridan Boulevard. In Hazlitt, New Jersey, a Wetson's is located on Route 36 next to the Airport Plaza Shopping Center. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy in Big Town. The voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Once again, Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67, with music, comedy, and sports ahead in this half hour. To start things off, here are Jamie and the J. Sylvia Singers with a tuneful question, who am I?
The buildings reach up to the sky, the traffic thunders on the busy street, the pavement slips beneath my feet, I walk alone and wonder.
People that I meet don't wear a crown.
know about that place.
Doesn't look so hot to me either.
Well, why don't you pick one,
Dad? Why didn't you ask somebody? If you had asked somebody, I wouldn't be sitting here starving.
The next time you plan a trip, stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide to take along with you. The mobile travel guide lists restaurants, motels, and hotels all across the country and gives each one an honest rating based on an actual inspection by a hard-to-please mobile travel guide inspector. So you know just what to expect when you get there.
It's about time.
Next, Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May, brought to you by the Young Mobiles in behalf of your nearest Olds dealer.
You don't have to be at your Oldsmobile dealers long before you notice the big spread in prices, wider than ever, and full of pleasant surprises. Actually, there are 21 new Oldsmobiles priced below $29.20. Sporty models, luxury models, economy cars, station wagons, convertibles, all have rocket action performance, famous Olds chassis and suspension. All have important standard safety features like the GM-developed energy-absorbing steering column. All are priced below $29.20. Prices referred to are manufacturer's suggested retail prices and include federal excise tax and suggested dealer delivery and handling charge. Transportation charges, accessories, optional equipment, state and local taxes additional. Stop in now at your Oldsmobile dealer's one-stop transportation center. He has a rocket to fit your pocket, including 21 Oldsmobiles priced below $29.20.
When you think of a psychiatrist, do you think of a man who knows all about the mistakes people make but never makes any himself? Well, this may not always be true, especially if the head shrinker is Mike Nichols and his patient is Elaine May.
Hello, Dr. Crescent. Well, Sylvia is taking things out of my purse again. I mean, I just know it. And I can't say anything to her. I really can't. And I hide the purse, I put it in drawers, and she really does find it. And if I could only... I feel that that's why she does it, that she wants me to say something to her, but I never can say anything to anybody, no matter what they do, no matter how furious I am. I keep it bottled in. And now I just don't know what to do about this situation.
Well, I think this ties in with something we discussed in the last hour,
oh.
Namely your rage at your husband for his behavior on the trip to Detroit.
My husband?
Well, you remember how angry you were at him for not describing to you what he did in Detroit, and he stayed 5 extra days. And the 5, if you remember, it was symbolic of the 5 days that you were left by your father that time in Coney Island. I think this ties in, and I think probably this person you mentioned is aware of your anger at your own husband. But it's not the anger at your husband for going to Detroit for 5 days. It's actually the remnants of the anger at your father for deserting you on Coney Island that time when you were left with just the pony and the lollipop.
Well, I'm not married.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not married. Sylvia is my twin sister. We roomed together. My father died when I was born.
What is your name?
Dorothy Simley.
I'm terribly sorry. Fill me in.
Now, the question is, which one needs help? Nichols and May are also brought to you by Martinizing Dry Cleaning.
Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing. Your clothes will be fresh, clean, look new again with Martinizing. Safe, odorless, gentle, professional care. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing Dry Cleaning.
Yes, and everywhere you go, you can enjoy superb Martinizing dry cleaning. There are over 2,500 one-hour Martinizing stores coast to coast and around the world. You're tuned to Monitor at 17 minutes before the hour. And here's a program note. NBC Radio and Color Television will broadcast Soviet Premier Kosygin's news conference live from the United Nations Sunday night, scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Stay in tune right here. On the Monitor Beacon.
Save the plum, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Remember the day in pictures with Kodak film.
Professors, all right, let me respond to that for just a moment, if I may. When you find me a professor who can show me a specific case of which he has been the witness, of an inaccurate, deliberately distorted casualty report from an American forces unit in Vietnam, I will cheerfully shake hands with that man and admit I am wrong. First, you're going to have to find me a professor who's bothered to get off the campus long enough to gather some evidence.
That's WNBC's evidence. You'll enjoy the provocative sounds of Brad Crandall, weeknights from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Ed McMahon for Monitor 67. We'll start off this segment of the show with a look at the weather around the country. Scattered showers and thunder showers from the Rockies through the Central Plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and eastward to the northern and southern Atlantic coast states. Continued warm and humid in the east and south, and quite cool in the north and central plains. Cooler from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the southern plains, and warmer in the northwest.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO anti-windlift windshield wiper blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see ANCO blades in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-wind lift wiper blades wherever you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet, which your own favorite service stations proudly display, or will soon be able to get from their ANCO wholesaler. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO blades or refills in seconds. A good place to buy gas, too.
Are tied to souvenirs. A woman is a sentimental thing. It isn't hard to understand the world that she designs. When she starts collecting things, just read between the lines. Fill her life with lollipops and paper valentines. A woman the sentimental thing to do. You don't have to buy her things like diamonds, rings, and pearls. Just remember that her heart is like a little girl's. Even when she's 65 with silver in her curls, a woman is a sentimental thing.
Paul Anka, a woman is a sentimental thing. Now a word of wisdom for the thirsty.
Most people today are tired of second best or products that take shortcuts. That's one reason why millions more are asking for Miller High Life beer wherever they go. Brought to you by the most particular brewers in the world, Miller High Life has been brewed for 112 years to the highest standards with absolutely no compromise. Ask for the beer that's slowly, patiently brewed to be the very best. The one and only Miller High Life. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
And to get down to your friendly neighborhood tavern, your car has to be in top shape, right? Well, here's how.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not. I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's New Charge. Add New Charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's New Charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
Now more monitor music. This time from Miss Patty Page, with a song that may have been inspired by trying to get a taxi in New York. Walking.
Just walking. Thinking of how I let you slip away. Crying. Slowly dying. Tears and heartache, that's the price I have to pay. Talking, talking, always talking, talking, telling, telling our friends I know that I was wrong. Praying. I keep praying, praying, you will forgive me and come back where you belong. What can I say? What can I do?
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones, wouldn't you say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated, Don't Make Waves is very funny. And best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Vic Damone sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Now, monitor sports. The third All-American Open Karate Championships get underway in Madison Square Garden this weekend under the direction of S. Henry Cho of the United Karate Federation. A report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Henry Cho, karate as I understand it, is a method of unarmed self-defense designed to cripple or kill an opponent. How in the world can you therefore stage competition?
Originally, karate started for that purpose, let's say about 5,000 years ago. But nowadays, that idea doesn't exist anymore. Karate is known as a sport, therefore this competition will be can be done under the idea of sportsmanship.
Henry, the championship is going to be held at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
This weekend. Now, the champion is a 19-year-old Manhattan Community College student, Julio LaSalle. Can you tell me something about Julio?
He came to him about 4 or 5 years ago, and he spent lots of time in training. And, he was the first one I remember who made first-degree black belt within 1 year time of training. Usually in Korea, it takes about 2 to 3 years for a trainee to receive a first-degree black belt. Now, Julio was, of course, one of the exceptional in our style.
Henry, you're the head of the United Karate Federation, is that correct?
Yes.
How many members do you have, or does the federation have?
In federation, we only register black belts, black belt holders. Therefore, we believe we have about a little over 10,000 members in the United Karate Federation.
Do you think that karate should be taught in the armed forces?
I think I recommend karate to everybody, especially armed forces and police and other service people. I believe they should learn. A good example is nowadays in Japan, some colleges, they accept karate, the sport of karate, as a curriculum, you know, some colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And in Korea, the many soldiers there, they have to learn this. Like Korean Military Academy, this is part of their training. They must earn black belt degree before they graduate from the academy. I understand also we have a karate course at the West Point too.
Henry, how do you feel your championship is going to do at Madison Square Garden this weekend?
Well, I feel very good. Number one, I think this is a big step for karate. This is first time we moved into garden with a big scale. Now, this All-American Championship, of course, national competition. Bruce Lee, the creator of the Green Hornet, is coming into because he is really a karate expert, by the way, because a lot of people called me and asked me if he was really. Because he feels that he is a part of karate in this country and he likes to see it grow big. Now I expect not only a lot of people will come to see this, but also we'll have well over 1,000 contestants from all over the country, Canada and Hawaii, and some Mexico prison.
Well, Henry, let's hope that your championship, the third All-American Open Karate Championship at Madison Square Garden this weekend, is a huge success, and thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Henry Cho, head of the United Karate Federation. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Incidentally, the Monitor Sports staff will be joined by baseball great Sandy Koufax starting next week.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Mitchell with Lips and Legs on Monitor 67, the best sound around for your weekend enjoyment. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is upcoming.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.